Chapter 196. Her skull, her skin is delicate, fragile, and he knows them to be light just by touching them. His thumb strokes a cautious streak over the thin, thin, and sensitive skin just underneath her ear. Llewellyn makes a soft croon purr, like a cat's purrup, eyes slitted and slowly closing. She slowly turns in her crouch and drops down, her head resting on Bull's thigh, and a few seconds later, her body goes lax, still curled, in a light doze. Bull continues to lightly draw little circles with his thumb, petting and idly feeling out the traces of her Vaseline, the delicate and slightly raised, shiny and smooth lines, half scars, half tattoos. When he did this to Dalish, she went bright red, set the ground on fire, then turned around and punched him with a giant block of ice. When he did this to Skinner, she jumped and he almost lost a horn. For Dalish, it felt good, arousing. For Skinner, it felt uncomfortable, irritating. He supposes for Llewellyn it also feels good. Comforting? It's different for each of them, he guesses. All he knows is that for almost every elf he's ever met, this spot is some kind of spot. Llewellyn's breath is warm and comes in soft little puffs over his thighs. Domestic, Krem mutters, sitting on the bench to Bull's left. And you always thought you'd be a shit parent. Bull gives Krem the eye. Don't you have pining to be doing over there? Bull says, careful to keep his voice low. Krem smirks, because he's an asshole. Bull is pretty sure Krem was an asshole before they met. But maybe being with the Chargers just made it worse. Better. More present. Careful. Don't wake the girl, Krem says, sipping at some ale, just watching them. She'd just look at you with those sad eyes, and you'd feel guilty for ages. Ask Rocky about it. I think he's still too nervous to drink deep mushroom-based anything in front of her again.
Why? What'd he do?
Krem hums. As lieutenant, I have to manage their trust and yours on a need-to-know basis, and I've decided that you don't need to know. Probably best for everyone involved that way. Bull firmly decides not to worry. The Iron Bull doesn't worry. Llewellyn mumbles something about possibly Saturnalia in her sleep. He can feel the edge of her lip and the line of her jaw moving against his leg. Llewellyn's hand makes grasping motions, and Bull holds back the shiver from seeing the anchor. That thing is just wrong. So fucking wrong. Her little hand presses knuckles against his thigh, and she goes back to sleep. Maybe she's more like a kitten, Krem muses. She does play with an awful lot of string.
She's no mouser, Bull says.
If she were a mouser, she'd be a terrible one. What mouser makes friends with the mice? It's here, stranded in the mountains, and afraid and hunted and lost, and utterly alone, that Llewellyn's talents, her background, truly shines. Solas watches as Llewellyn watches them all. She would have made an excellent keeper. Losses and injury are much lower than they would be otherwise, without Llewellyn's knowledge and experience. Llewellyn covers their tracks well, makes fires fast and keeps them going. She keeps a steady supply of warm water available, and she manages rations well. She balances leading and following, scouting and supplying, listening and ordering, without ever leaving a single footprint in the snow. There is merit to his Dalen. Llewellyn appears at Solas's side, a gentle swell and push of mana that he cautiously answers with a glancing touch of his own. She offers him a smile. He offers her a castle, though she does not know that yet. She is worthy, he has decided. She is worthy of the place that was once his. The place where he built the veil is the place where she will work to repair it. It is only fitting. And he can protect them better there. Even after all these years, the ground still remembers. The world remembers. Llewellyn's smile fades as her eyes flick over, and she's gone, loping off towards Blackwall. Solas watches as the mana gathers around her hand, and she smacks him hard across the face. Solas uses his magic to throw his hearing.
No sleeping,
Llewellyn says, taking Blackwall's face between her hands.
Focus. One foot in front of the other. Stay awake.
Solas smiles without moving his mouth and feeds more mana into the fire at the end of his staff. Let's make a wager, Defer says, and that automatically means that Dorian can't trust her. But also,
on what?
Because Dorian is already living at the end of the world, what else could he possibly lose?
He's here in the south, where Templars eat lyrium. Lyrium is blighted. You can trip over high dragons every other week, and dogs are supposedly intelligent. Not to mention the bears.
Instead of answering, the enchanter raises a finger and points out her balcony window.
If the wager is on me jumping and surviving, I'm going to say no, Dorian says, but gets up to look anyway.
Oh.
30 gold, written write-ups of any 3 spells of the winner's choosing, and first call on the next shipment of wine to Skyhold,
Dorian says, reaching his hand back.
Vivienne hums.
Add in note-taking and ingredient preparation for a month.
Done!
Vivienne's hand is warm when it clasps his, and they shake on it. She comes to lean against the railing next to him.
Your bet is on.
Varric getting the absolute shit beaten out of him, Dorian replies. Because that is the bloody champion of Kirkwall. Did Varric think he was being subtle by putting Hawk on the battlements?
The Inquisitor will stop that from happening, Vivienne says. Since when could our dear Seeker disobey our darling Llewellyn? And if she did it now, with the Inquisitor freshly titled, it would undermine her authority.
Only if the Inquisitor finds it happening, Dorian says. I suppose Varric could just run for it.
Where? Everywhere else has demons, Vivienne replies. Even if he did run, do you honestly think that would stop Cassandra?
True enough, Dorian says. And now all he has to do is keep Llewellyn from stumbling on Cassandra, going to beat the life out of Varric with her bare hands.
You ought not to meddle, Vivienne says.
As if you weren't going to send her on a convenient errand that just happens to pass by the inevitable confrontation, Dorian retorts.
Please, meddling is in the blood. It comes along with being rich and noble. Even Ferelden got that right.